Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This is Optimal Parenting Daily, episode 218. To the Mama Who Just Wants to Raise Healthy Kids, by Crystal Cargis of crystalcargis.com. Hello, everybody, and welcome back to OPD, where I, Greg Audino, am here with you 7 days a week, bringing you some of the best parenting content around so that you can better understand the relationships that you have with your kids and help them to flourish even more than they already do. Now, today's article goes out to all the parents out there who are doing what they can to raise healthy children, something that can definitely come with a lot of stress. The author Crystal Cargis has some words of wisdom to help you through, so let's hear her work now as we optimize your life. To the Mama Who Just Wants to Raise Healthy Kids, by Crystal Cargis of crystalcargis.com. Dear concerned mama, I saw you at the grocery store today, standing in the cereal aisle, hair swept up while your children bayed for your attention at your feet. You swayed gently back and forth while softly shushing the babe wrapped around you, balancing a box of cereal in either hand. I watched you carefully scrutinize the labels, the ingredients, the grams of sugar while you compared your options. As you scrunched your nose in dismay, I could feel your confusion and overwhelm. Your older children begged for a bright, colorful box of cereal, one promising rainbow marshmallows and a secret toy inside. But I saw you quickly take the box and place it back on the shelf. You settled on an option you felt would be healthiest for your children, and quickly squeezed it in your overflowing cart before they would start protesting. Onward would you go, but I couldn't help but wonder about the lingering questions that stayed with you throughout the day. Sweet mama, I understand the confusion you face as you struggle to raise healthy, capable children. We live in a society saturated with information overwhelm. New diet trends and news reports circulate at a pace faster than we can keep up with. But it's more than just overwhelm. It's a deep-rooted fear that we will somehow harm our child if we do not feed them the right foods. Food has become moralized, an issue between right and wrong, rather than enjoyment and nurturing pleasure. When disease is linked with food, with chemicals, additives, dyes, preservatives, added sugars, saturated fat, and all the like, food becomes unsafe. Feeling like you can raise a healthy child begins to feel impossible, like a battle of polarized options that never find a middle ground. So you follow the rules, the guides, the advice of well-meaning pediatricians, nutritionists, health food experts. But when the rules just don't seem to fit with your lifestyle, are overwhelming to follow, cause guilt or shame, or simply strip you of joy and satisfaction, what good are they? How do you deal with a child who doesn't like their vegetables or only wants to eat desserts? How do you navigate birthday parties, Halloween candy, or the overwhelming cereal aisle? Sweet mama, you are not alone in these struggles or questions. Perhaps part of the confusion is in the definition of what healthy is, as we have sadly muddied this word with trends, fads, and misinformation. Maybe what being healthy means is normalizing eating, neutralizing all food as potentially nourishing for our bodies. A wise woman once said, quote, "Normal eating is going to the table hungry and eating until you are satisfied. It's being able to choose food you like and eat it and truly get enough of it, not just stop eating because you think you should. Normal eating is being able to give some thought to your food selection so you get nutritious food, but not being so wary and restrictive that you miss out on enjoyable food. Normal eating is giving yourself permission to eat sometimes because you're happy, sad, or bored, or just because it feels good. Normal eating is mostly 3 meals a day, or 4 or 5, or it can be choosing to munch along the way. It's leaving some cookies on the plate because you know you can have some again tomorrow, or it's eating more now because they taste so wonderful. Normal eating is overeating at times, feeling stuffed and uncomfortable, and it can be undereating at times and wishing you had more. Normal eating is trusting your body to make up for your mistakes in eating. Normal eating takes up some of your time and attention, but keeps its place as only one important area of your life. In short, Normal eating is flexible. It varies in response to your hunger, your schedule, your proximity to food, and your feelings. End quote. So, sweet mama, when you're questioning your abilities or worried about doing what's right, know that you are doing an amazing job at this whole parenting thing, simply because you care. Remember that good nutrition is more than just getting your kids to eat their vegetables or avoid eating certain foods entirely. Rather, by encouraging a normal relationship with food, you will help your little one build a sturdy foundation that will benefit them for years to come. You have the capacity to instill this within them as you model this in your own life. Because there is joy in nourishment, and food is meant to be an extension of how you nurture yourself, a pleasurable aspect of how you care for and connect with those you love. So when the outside noise becomes overwhelming, learn to tune it out and turn up the volume of your own innate wisdom, because you already know what's best for those children who think the world of you. You just listened to the post titled, "To the Mama Who Just Wants to Raise Healthy Kids," by Crystal Cargis of crystalcargis.com. And thanks so much to Crystal for this great write-up. I appreciate this post, and I appreciate the calming nature she always seems to bring to parents who are listening. However, I do think it's always wise to stay aware of the difference between normal eating and avoidant eating. Crystal has done a great job of describing normal and intuitive eating, but I assume she's ultimately seeking a middle ground, inspiring mothers that it's okay for eating to be flexible and that not every meal has to be planned so rigidly or obsessed over. But I assume she also trusts us to not fall victim to the other side of the spectrum, taking no dietary or health precautions ever in any meal. You know, it's ultimately a balancing act, because if you find that you are going so far as to never take any steps towards a balanced diet, then your health is certainly at risk, and you may be using it as a vehicle to avoid some emotional trouble or a struggle to not give in to short-term gratification. This is something to keep in mind, and if you find that you lean way too much towards either side in spite of your ability to find the middle, then it might be time to talk to a counselor that can help you redefine balanced eating with more objectivity. Okay, that's it for me, folks. I appreciate you coming, and I hope you liked this article. There's more where that came from, as I will have another great parenting post for you tomorrow, so don't miss out. I hope to see you there, where your optimal life awaits.